Again and again, the building industry had that type of influence on legislation. And where does that take us to? That takes us to the disaster of pyrite on the East Coast, and now mica and pyrite on the West Coast. No regulation, light touch regulation, and self-regulation. So that's why it's so important, the points that have been made, that you cannot have the industry overseeing this register. You cannot have the industry on the board overseeing this register. This must be an independent register, and there must be independent oversight of the industry. I find it really objectionable to see the presentation of people in Donegal, Mayo, in the west of Ireland as, you know, look how much money you're looking for your houses. Where is the analysis of the utter failure of government over the years to regulate the building, construction and manufacturing industry? How did we allow a scenario where local authorities were completely starved of resources to go and do that job, to make sure that blocks were manufactured to the proper standard? How can it be that in another jurisdiction on our island, that when you talk to people in the building industry, they're observed at every stage of construction, that homes are built to a much higher standard? How can it be that we couldn't have achieved that?